It's the Audio Escape Almanac for Monday, March 5th, 2007. I'm Brian Smith. This weekday cast is brought to you by ProVoice Tracks. It's Mother-in-Law Day, an observance that dates back to 1934 and to Texas. Jean Howe, publisher of the Amarillo Daily News and a really colorful character, proclaimed the day as a peace offering to his own mother-in-law. Howe had made her unhappy in his folksy column, apparently making a non-flattering reference to mothers-in-law generally. It's also Boston Massacre Day. This date in 1770, British troops fired into a crowd of loud and object-tossing civilians. Three would die at the scene, including Crispus Attucks, and two more afterward. It's likely Samuel Adams who coined the term Boston Massacre, and the bloody event is an important step to war with England.
I am very glad indeed to come to Westminster College this afternoon.
Winston Churchill, today's date in 1946, received an honorary degree from Westminster in Fulton, Missouri. In his 44-minute speech on the occasion, he'd use a new term that would stick.
From Stettin in the Baltic to Trieste in the Adriatic, an iron curtain has descended across the continent. Behind that line lie all the capitals of the ancient states of Central and Eastern Europe.
Coining the term Iron Curtain was not the point of his speech. He called for the United Nations organization, then just 4 months in existence, to have a military component, and it soon would. And he spoke of creating a fraternal association of the English-speaking peoples and militaries, one outside the UN, and that also would come to pass.
Fraternal association requires not only the growing friendship and mutual understanding between our two vast but kindred systems of society, but the continuance of the intimate relations between our military advisors, leading to common study of potential danger, the similarity of weapons and manuals of instruction, and to the interchange of officers and cadets at technical colleges.
If there's anything that you want, if there's anything I can do, just call on me and I'll send it along with love from me to you.
On today's date in 1963 at the Abbey Road studio, the Beatles recorded that song and its eventual B-side, Thank You Girl. From Me to You, say the sources, was one of the more democratic writing efforts between John and Paul, neither dominating the process.
Ultimately, what I said is that I'm ashamed he's from my state. Sorry about what? Sorry about not wanting to go to war and not wanting people to die. And
it was on this date in London in 2003, 4 years ago, when the Dixie Chicks Natalie Maines started all the fuss with her onstage comments about the U.S. president. The venue was the Shepherd Bush Empire. Birthdays today: Heitor Villa-Lobos, 1887 in Rio de Janeiro, Jack Cassidy, 1927 in Richmond Hills, New York, and Paul Evans, 1938 in Queens. He's a singer and songwriter who, among his accomplishments, wrote a couple of songs for Elvis.
Yesterday has slipped away, and the sun is welcoming the evening shadows of a perfect day.
And the next step is love. So what are we waiting for?
If you say no, Elwood and I will come here for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day of the week.
And it was on today's date in 1982, 25 years ago today, that John Belushi died at the age of 33 in Los Angeles. Patsy Cline perished in a plane crash on this date in 1963. She was only 30. And in Russia on this date in 1953, both Sergei Prokofiev and Joseph Stalin died within an hour of each other, and both of a cerebral hemorrhage. Finally, for this fifth day of March, the 64th day of 2007, it was today in 1963 that Arthur Spud Malin, co-founder of Wham-O, patented the hula hoop.
The hula hoop craze, spreading like wildfire in lands already ravaged by rock and roll.
The Audio Escape Almanac is a weekday presentation of Pro Voice Tracks. Theme music courtesy of SCS Media at strategiccontent.net. More about the Winston Churchill Iron Curtain speech and about Paul Evans, also an email link for your comments at provoicetracks.com/almanac. More about Pro Voice Tracks drop-in voice services for marketing, sales, and training at provoicetracks.com.